City of Philadelphia continues to move towards an all-time low for homicides. WHOY's Tom McDonald reports.
District Attorney Larry Krasner says there have been 168 homicides year to date, and that's better than a record low back in 1993.
The year that set the record out of the last 50 was 193. We are 25 homicides fewer than the year that set that record. The record that year was 247. By year's end, I mean, knock wood, let's hope for the right thing, but I'm certainly hopeful that this will be the record year.
Krasner said the number of guns on the streets continues to increase, so keeping the killings down is very good, although he hopes to achieve a zero homicide year at some point. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Philadelphia is getting ready to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence next summer. Last month, a reenactment of the Battle of Brandywine in Chatsford featured colonists who didn't want independence. Reenactor Randall Spackman portrayed a loyalist, an American who took up arms to fight on the side of the British.
I think you best learn history by walking in both shoes. History is always written by the winners. So when you portray the other side, you see a different perspective. You hear different stories.
The British won the Battle of Brandywine in 1777 with the help of loyalists, which allowed them to march north and occupy Philadelphia for 8 months. And in sports, the Sixers in their preseason action Friday night against the Timberwolves. The team begins the regular season next week against the Boston Celtics. And for weather, it's about 55 degrees and cloudy in the city of Philadelphia. Expect daytime highs to reach 58 and overnight lows to reach 55. And for the rest of the week, expect a lot of autumn-like temperatures as they hover around the 60s. You're listening to 90.9 WHYY, your favorite public radio station.